the Diaries of a Diet podcast with Danny Finnessy.
Oh my gosh, this makes me so happy. What's up, guys? Welcome to season two of Diaries of a Dyke. Oh, we're fancy now. We're fancy. Did you hear that? Oh, no. What's up? I'm Danny Finnessy. And yes, we are back. I know that there are a lot of you that are probably like, man, God, you took your time, didn't you? Sorry, guys. There's been a lot that's been happening behind the scenes. To be honest with you, I'm always straight up with you, right? It's probably the only straight thing about this whole podcast. But I've been real sick the last year. I've been in and out of hospital, just prioritizing my health. But we're on the mend. We're manifesting good things. And look, this season, I am so excited for you to hear. I've got some amazing guests on it. And like you just heard, we're getting a bit fancy. Like, I've got a studio now. I've got a producer helping me out. Some sponsors have jumped on. And I just feel very, very grateful that I get to bring you this. So yes, my first episode right here is Paige. Now, this woman is absolutely amazing. She's from South Auckland. She's a musician. You've probably heard her music, or you might have seen her at a live gig over summer. You know, she opened for 660. She was at like R&V and all that kind of stuff. And when she's not doing that, she's songwriting and just being cool. Like, she's just so cool. You know, when you look at someone, you're like, man, you're just cool. I will never be that cool. We touch on things like she's dated a woman and then she wrote an album about it and then she fell in love with a guy. Hey, these things happen. No judgment zone. We also talk about astrology and manifesting, which I'm really, numerology as well. I'm really into this at the moment. So yeah, I'm just so excited for you to hear. Sorry it's taken so long, but this season, I promise it's going to be worth the wait. All right, here's episode one of Do It. All right, Paige. I said to you before, I was like, is this the first time we met? But you reckon we've met before?
I don't know. I mean, I think we have.
I feel like we've met before, but let me tell you a story real quick. So your sister, right, her and I have been friends for a while, and yeah. You were like, how did you meet Tegan? And I was like, do you know what? I can't remember. I'm pretty sure it was netball when we were younger.
Oh.
So that's cool, and me and Tegan were friends, and then I came across you because of your music, like genuinely love your music. And I was like, oh my God, this Paige chick is so cool. And then for some reason, I just put two and two together and connected the dots. I had no idea. And I was messaging Tegan. I was like, wait, is Paige your sister? And she's like, yeah, that's my little sister.
Oh my God, that's cute.
What is the world, the universe? It is so crazy.
Yeah, that's funny, eh? I feel like New Zealand's so small though too. Yeah,
it is.
Auckland in particular.
South Auckland.
South. Oh, you're a Southie?
I'm a South Auckland
Papakura?
Girl. Yes.
Hey.
We were neighbours. What school did you go to?
Rose Hill.
Oh, okay, that's all from Paige today.
Were you Kura High?
Yeah.
Oh, she.
Yeah.
What year?
I graduated in the year 2010.
Do you know? Oh, no, you wouldn't.
I love this. Do you know Mary down the road?
No, my drummer went to Kura High.
What's his or her name?
His name is Damien Graham, and his girlfriend's name is Maureen Burke, and they both went to Kura High.
How old are they now?
30?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be 30 this year, so we probably around the same year. Maybe faces. I'm better with faces,
right?
Not so much with names.
Yeah.
Okay. But hey, Paige, thank you so much for jumping on Doed. I did this thing last season where I was like, hey, guys, who do you want to see on the next season of Doed season 2? And your name was brought up a few times. Sarah, famous.
Oh, my God. What a blessing.
Blessing, well, blessing. How are you? How are you going?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good, feeling comfy.
Yeah? Look very comfy in your little, it looks like, I want to say sheepskin.
Yeah, it's nice.
It is. Who's
a comfy hood?
Who are you wearing, Paige?
I'm wearing Luke Penny. That's my boyfriend.
You're wearing him?
Well, this is his. I just claim all of his stuff.
That legit sounds like a fashion designer.
Yeah.
Tonight I'm wearing Luke Penny. You should take that. Take that and run with it.
Yeah, that's who I'm wearing.
Yeah, nice, nice. And he's actually just outside as well, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's eating all the snacks.
Yeah.
we left him outside because we're going to come in here and talk about all things dykey. So you're good? You're good? How's things going? How's life? How's music and all that?
It's going good.
Yep.
It's the end of summer. So just finishing like the summer gigs, the festivals and stuff.
Yes.
So it's random because like 1 minute you're busy and then you're just not. So that's kind of what I'm going through right now. Like, what do I do with my time besides writing music?
Yeah. And because you've just finished the big events run, right? Did you go Homegrown? Was that the last one you done?
Yeah, that's the last one I just did, but the very last one is Peachy Keen.
Peachy Keen, that was it. Where was that?
Welly. And it's like they've made it a thing that it's like a lot of female, like non-male acts.
Yes. Clap, clap, clap. We love to see that. We love to support that as well.
Yeah, cool. that was what I thought was pretty cool about it. But mm-hmm. I'm trying to say that it's not just a female festival. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, no, that's just like calling Homegrown an all-male festival. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Equality. Yeah. For everyone.
It's a festival.
Yeah, exactly. It's a festival, guys.
Yeah.
Just come and enjoy it and music. Everybody, lovers love music is music.
Oh my God.
That's a great slogan, eh? You should use that.
Yeah.
Just copyright me. Cool. So what's the plan now? So you just said that you are going to keep writing music. Is that what happens with musicians? Like when you finish your gigs and you have a little bit of a quiet spell through winter or?
I think so. Like, it's funny because I've got no idea. I have no idea what it means to be an artist or anything because I just started. But, like, because I released my EP already, like, in July last year, I'm kind of having to make an album.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So that'll be fun.
Yeah.
But it'll be a long process of trying to figure out what's cool and what isn't, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's pretty much all I'm doing now. And going for walks. Sorry?
Are you a full-time artist now?
I am.
Whoa, cool.
Yay, I left Krispy Kreme.
You worked at Krispy Kreme?
Bro, yes. I worked at Krispy Kreme on the day it opened. And
is this one in Monaco?
Hell yeah. I served the first customer.
That's actually pretty damn cool. What's your favourite donut there?
Original glazed.
That is a
when
very
it's hot.
Boring
when it's hot. No, because I can't handle the other flavours.
Too much?
Yeah, too mickey. I love when they come off the conveyor belt hot. There's nothing better. Oh my gosh. It's like candy floss melt in your mouth.
Now, do you know what's good there? The shakes? The
yes.
Not crushers. You know, the Oreo?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. The cookies and cream premium shake.
Yes. I don't want to know what's inside that because I feel like it's a lot of really bad things.
Nah, honestly, it's literally just ice cream and cookies.
Yeah, that's probably bad.
But isn't it funny that that's all it is?
Is that all it is? You have to give me the recipes.
It's literally just ice cream and cookies and cream.
I love this chat. I love that we've gone from events to music to Krispy Kreme. That's amazing. Well, congratulations on becoming a full-time artist. That is such a huge achievement.
Thanks.
That's so cool. So now you're like just figuring out life and what the heck that even means for you.
Yeah.
So what does a day in the life of Paige look like as a full-time artist?
Honestly, wake up at 2 p.m. Nah, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
That's a creative, isn't it?
But that's funny because that's not me.
Do you do early mornings?
I do like 9:30, okay. So not early, but not late. Because I feel like all the artists I know wake up at like 12 because they've stayed up all night making shit. And I'm like, I can't make music after like 9 p.m.
Why is that? Why do you think?
I think maybe it's just because my brain is like just doesn't work at nighttime. I'm like, oh my God, bedtime. I love bedtime. It's
like
so
sleep?
Exciting. Yeah, I just love laying. I just love going to bed. I love like getting ready for bed, laying in bed, and then manifesting stuff. It's so fun.
Is that your routine? Do you have a manifesting routine?
Yeah, like genuinely. Well, because I have like my I have this like my screen or whatever, my monitor like next to my bed, like my computer screen, and then I have a photo of me with like a crowd. And then I kind of, and then I look at it before I go to bed because then subconsciously I'll be manifesting it while I'm asleep.
I love that. That is so good. And then do you dream about it? Do you dream of playing to like thousands and thousands of people in your dreams?
Yeah. That's like so most nights. But it's funny because it's like they say that like when you go to sleep, because I'm really into manifestation.
Yeah.
Because it's worked for me.
11-11?
Hell yeah.
When you see the numbers and all that, double numbers, triple numbers.
Yeah, I really like that stuff because I feel like it just means something, but it's kind of like you're supposed to think about everything you want before you go to bed because when you sleep, you're like manifesting it just like subconsciously and like not thinking about it.
I love this chat. This is so good. Are you into like astrology and stuff
as well?
Amen.
Cancer sun.
Are you? Are you Cancer?
I am. Does it scare you?
No, we get along because I'm Scorpio.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Water signs.
Water signs.
Do you know your moon sign?
I think it's a Pisces.
I'm pretty beautiful. Sure it's a Pisces.
Yeah, they're all water.
Oh, yeah, emotions.
All of them, all three of them. So many emotions.
Oh, my
so
God.
Many, so many emotions.
Cray cray.
Cry a lot. Really, really empathetic.
That's me.
Yeah.
Ish.
It's probably why we could vibe and get along, I'd say.
Yeah.
It can be quite hard. Are you quite an empathetic person or emotional person?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think obviously at times I'm not as empathetic as I want to be, but yeah, I think things hurt me easily when I see someone else hurt.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm just kind of like, okay, cool. This is probably not even for the podcast. It's probably more for me, but we'll leave it in. Maybe might cut it out. But like, so I'm just on this journey at the moment where I find myself to be getting more empathetic as I get older.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to control it. Like and I'm trying to embrace it as a superpower more than like a burden. But sometimes it's just so much when I see things going on in the world and I'm just, you know, I see something happen to a stranger and I just burst into tears and feel like I need to help. And in my mind, I'm like, why am I don't even know this person. Why am I feeling like that?
I think that's kind of like, that's what comes with growing up, I think.
Mm.
Like what I've learned anyway is that it's kind of just like you learn the consequences of things a lot more and then you get more scared of stuff too. But yeah, I think that must come with age, eh?
Yeah.
Because
I mean, I'm 30 this year and I'm still learning. So I don't know. I think I'm like always learning and always growing. So
yeah,
I mean, and that's a great segue because let's talk about your EP. Your EP. Always growing. That's what I feel like we are always doing, right? How did that come about, that name and the EP process?
Well, I honestly, my EP is literally about my ex. Like,
oh, that's like my worst fear. Like,
yeah.
Dating someone and then them writing a song about their own album about me.
Yeah, because I did some stuff in my last relationship that I'm not proud of.
Oh, okay.
And I hurt her. And I felt really guilty. And my whole EP really is about me feeling so bad and trying to grow from it and trying to learn the lessons and just become a better person. Obviously, there's some songs in it that just aren't about it, but most of it is, yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that. I had no idea.
I haven't even said that ever, like
so
until
you,
now.
So you wrote your whole EP about your last relationship. Okay.
Yeah, most of it, except for Make Room.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how long were you guys together? Like, are you all good talking about?
Yeah.
We won't use any names. Can we be done for defamation or something? Might help for me. But
yeah, I was with her for like 3-ish years.
Yeah.
But we were friends for a long time.
Yeah,
so
and that's like in girl world, that's like 3 years is like equivalent to like 10 years.
Honestly, yeah.
Were you like living together and stuff?
No, she lived in Australia. So it was very intense.
That's even more.
It's so gay.
Yeah,
it's so gay.
How did you guys meet then?
Oh, we were friends on Twitter. Honestly, because I was a Twitter fangirl and I met so many people like overseas from Twitter. And then me and her talked quite a bit and then she came over for Selena Gomez and then we hit it off.
She came over for Selena Gomez, did she?
Yeah.
Are you sure she came over for Selena Gomez?
Yeah, because we went to Selena Gomez together, so it was funny. But yeah, and now I'm not with her, which is...
Just wrote an EP. Yeah. This is a successful one. I mean, like at least the relationship, you know. They say that, you know, that the lessons you learn, like you're like a, what is it, like Ed Sheeran, Adele and all that, all the success that comes off those like relatable feelings though, you know, because everyone's been through that, you know, whether you're proud of it or not. It's whether you can hold yourself accountable and kind of work through those feelings. And I mean, whether you write a song, whether you write a poem, whether you want to talk about it or what, like express yourself in any way. Does she know it's a, about her? Did you tell her or?
Oh, surely she does.
So you don't really talk now?
Or? No. But I don't know. I don't even know if she's listened to it. But I mean, I don't really care because it's kind of just like, I don't know. Like I just kind of wrote them for my own sort of like reflection of the whole thing. And I'm mostly just reflecting on how I behaved as a person. And like, I just want to be a better person, you know?
Do you want to talk about what happened or?
Or should people just listen to your songs?
Maybe just listen to the music. I don't know. It's just a matter of thing. Like, you're trying to make things work and they're not working. Mm-hmm. And then you float off to other people.
Did that hit a spot?
Yeah, but that's so sad, right? Like, yeah. It's like, I mean, I don't know. You always want to make people feel good and, like, feel loved and stuff. And then when you fail, that's awful, you know?
I know.
But, you know, wrote some bangers, so whatever.
You know, I wrote some music and now it's all good. So, yeah. So, okay, well, let's talk about that real quick then. So, like, so you had a girlfriend and now you have a boyfriend. So do you identify as anything or are you just...
I have no idea. I still don't know and I don't really care.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like my whole sort of like life from being like 12 to a year ago, I was gay as. And I was like, I love girls. I only love girls and that's it. And then I met Luke and I was like, oh shit, like...
Yep.
That's a beautiful boy.
That's
a beautiful man. Yeah.
That is okay.
Yeah. It's funny because I was kind of nervous because I felt like after I put out the Waves video, people would get confused.
Yeah.
Oh, if I was with a boy. Yep. And I was kind of just like, oh, I don't really care. He's just like, I don't know. He's great.
I can vouch for that. I've met him for probably 15 minutes and we talked about period undies. We talked about exes and he didn't bat an eyelid. He was just like, you know, he was just like,
yeah.
And I think that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what your genitals say, you know, like it's the person inside at the end of the day. But I can understand what you mean about, you know, you have been with woman and then, you know, with the ways where you're with a woman in the video clip and you're all like gay rights and all that kind of stuff. And then all of a sudden you're with a man. I guess it's a lot for people to understand. Like they're like, what? I thought you were gay. But did you ever, it's not like you came out and you're like, I'm gay. I will only ever be a woman for the rest of my life. Do you know what I mean? Like,
it's funny, because I never want to put a label on anything because I have learned that I just don't know myself as well as I think. And I'm like, I don't know, like I never thought I'd be with a dude and now I am. But it's funny because when I found out that I was like into girls when I was like 11, 12, I freaked out. I was like, I don't want to be gay. No, that's not me.
Why? Yeah. What was that moment for you? What made you like, was it someone in particular that you were like, oh, I kind of have feelings for you because I don't know about you if it makes you feel better. But for me, it was like my teacher in primary school. I was like, why am I looking at Miss... Oh, should I say her name?
No. Don't.
Why am I looking at Miss Baker? Whatever, she's probably not even a teacher. Why am I looking at Miss Baker and not looking at like Mr. Parker instead? Like, I couldn't add it up in my head.
Yeah,
but for me,
that
was kind of the first signs. And also it was probably... God, who was it? Who was it for me? Like Jennifer Garner and Elektra as well.
Oh, right.
I was like, damn, she's hot.
Yeah, it's always, I feel like it's movies.
Yeah, the media.
Yes.
Or Maya on Shortland Street. She's another one.
Really?
Me. Well, because, you know, they won a gay relationship.
That was cool. Yeah, that was sick.
And that was when I was like just growing up and kind of coming into my own sexuality and do I like this? Do I like that? And I just saw it portrayed on the television and I was like, wow, this thing exists.
You can do that?
Yeah. You can be with a woman?
Yeah. Because it was like, for me, I was just like realizing I was looking at girls and not boys. That's literally
classic.
It. Yeah, like it was funny and I was like, why am I so obsessed with this girl? And then I had a dream about Kristen Stewart.
Oh, yeah, that sounds right.
I had a dream.
Everyone knew that Kristen Stewart was like girls before she even knew that she was like girls.
I thought she was cool as. And then I was like, I woke up the next morning traumatized. I was like, oh, what? I was like, no, Paige, no. And then you'd have those thoughts, right? And you'd be like, maybe I could like a girl. And then the other side of your brain's like, no.
Sitting on the fence, these two people like talking to you. Like,
shut
up.
Yeah, actually.
I'm going to marry a man and we're going to have three kids.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Far out. Okay. So did you have those feelings in particular for any reason? Like, was it just because you were afraid of what people might say? You didn't really know any gay people or?
Yeah, well, probably. I still don't really know. I think I literally just didn't like the look of two girls being together when I was young because to me that made it seem like you were an outcast or weird or like. And then I went to high school and that's kind of when I still wasn't really telling people. And as soon as I told somebody, that was like my way of accepting it myself, of being like, oh my God, I'm gay. But it was like, yeah.
Do you remember the first time you ever said that? Like, I'm gay. Do you remember saying that?
Well, I started off saying that I was bi because I really thought that I was. Mm. It was so funny. I told my family.
What was
hilarious.
What did they say?
My dad was just like, oh, yeah, cool. Cool, doll. That's cool. Yes. Nice.
Shot, Dad.
Yeah, and then Mum's like, really, are you? Real? Do you think so? Are you sure? I'm like, yeah, I'm sure. She's like, oh, yeah. So they did not care. Okay, and I was kind of like disappointed. Yeah. I was like, I want some drama. Nah.
All right. So let's talk about, I just want to ask you. So who's your inspiration in the music world at the moment or just any time?
I have too many.
Too many?
It sucks. At the moment, probably, I love Billie Eilish so much. Oh, I think she'd be my fave right now.
She's great, hey?
Yeah, I was a big fan of her, like, in 2017, 18. Mm. And then I kind of, like, I've always been a big fan of her, but after watching the doco, I'm just, like, obsessed with her, deathly obsessed.
If she came to New Zealand, would you, like, stalk her?
Fuck off.
Because a little birdie told me that apparently when celebrities come to the country, you, like, stalk them down and try and...
Not anymore! Not anymore.
But Justin Bieber, Kehlani, SZA. So when they came when they came to New Zealand, did you like...
Bro, okay. Yes, I was a stan. I still am.
I love this.
With your job, can you meet people?
Can I meet people?
Yeah, do you meet people?
Like famous people?
Yeah.
Or just general people in general?
No, like famous people. Not normal.
If they come in for an interview, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, see, I don't have that opportunity. Well... Didn't. I think maybe now I might, but didn't before. And like these people are my life. I have to. Not anymore, okay? I realize how toxic that is for them.
I mean, like could be toxic, but could be like, you know, just you're a fan. You're a really, really, really big fan.
Yeah.
Could be a little bit creepy. How far did you go? Like what did you actually
do? No, not that bad. I literally just went to the airport for all of them.
How did you find out their flight details?
Oh, like on Twitter, people know.
Is it like a Twitter group where people are like, SZA is flying in?
Honestly, if you say, if you go, like, I found everyone. But I didn't like everyone that I wanted to, which wasn't many, okay?
You
would
be
surprised how many people do it for every single person that comes.
I believe that. I know a few.
Do you?
Like, yeah, I do. I know people that do it 100%. Yeah.
It's kind of like, honestly, if you went on Twitter and you, like, typed in the search bar, like, Ed Sheeran, Auckland, or I met Ed Sheeran... If you say, I met Ed Sheeran...
Page would pop up.
Then it will all come...
Yeah. A photo with her and Ed Sheeran.
Yeah. But you would see if he was there yet or not.
What?
Yeah. That's because people would be... Because people would be posting photos like, oh my God, I met Ed Sheeran at the airport or Ed Sheeran airport.
Oh, okay. So
it's actually not that hard.
As soon as you saw that, would you be like, okay, I'm in the car and I'm going to the airport during...
Well, I wouldn't go. But honestly, most of the time, people would just tell me. It was so bad. But like, I am...
So funny, isn't it?
Yeah, it was funny because, like, it was funny because Justin Bieber was one that I did not want to go to. Because I was in a long-distance relationship, like we said.
Yep.
And my ex was like, I really want to go and see Justin Bieber at the airport. Like, her and my friend were like, we want to go and see Justin Bieber at the airport. He's arriving at 8:30. I was like, I don't want to go to the airport at 8:30. It was her last day here. Like, because she was going back to Australia that day. And I was like, I want to spend the day with you. I don't want to spend the day stalking Justin Bieber. Mm. And then she was like, I want to meet him. I'm like, fuck. So we went. And I was that bitch that was like, I am salty. It's cold. I'm tired. I had a long night the night before. I do not want to be here. The true story.
Yeah.
He gets there and I'm like, oh my God. Justin Bieber. I'm still mad, but Justin Bieber's here. That's fun. That's kind of cool. And he's over at the at the front of this gate because we're all behind this gate, like wild animals.
I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, because he's on the other side.
Okay, did you count them down and all that? Yeah.
He goes, no cameras. We know Justin doesn't like that. We are calm.
Okay.
That's what. No proof. That's what everyone there said. No, I took a photo sneakily, not with him, but I was like. But anyways, so he's over at the front of the gate, like there's this line and he's at the front talking to all these people, no shit. He turns this way, looks at me, dead in the eyes and walks all the way up looking at me the whole time. And I'm like, bitch, don't stare at me with those eyes.
And like, then did you pash?
Like right in front of my ex, yeah. And then he came up to me in front of like everyone and he was just like, hi. And I was just like, fuck, hi, JB. And I was just like, hi. And he's like, what's your name? And I was like, oh, my name's Paige. But I was too overwhelmed, so I ended up introducing him to the people I was with. And then I was, like, having a panic attack for the rest of the time. And I was like, I met Justin Bieber.
Is this a real story?
It is. It's a genuinely swear over my mum and dad, like...
for your new album, do you have, like a dream person to feature on a song with you?
Oh, yeah. You know what's so funny is that, like, my dream... Probably one of the reasons why I wanted to be an artist was because I wanted to collab with people. Like, I would, like, with my faves.
Yeah.
My dream collab is probably Kehlani. I think she's great.
Wait, I asked her to be on the podcast.
Did she say yes?
She was like, sorry, babe, but busy, maybe next time. Nah,
did she?
I got through to her manager.
Oh, David Ali.
Yeah, I met David, what's good? You're the man.
Sub Dave.
Yeah. I met him when they came to New Zealand and, you know, gave context because I was like really want to connect in the future because she was keen to come and do stuff like here in New Zealand like for the community, for the queer community, and I was like, let me think about stuff because like you know how you met Justin Bieber and you were like, I don't know what to say. When I met Kehlani, I was like
bro,
I just couldn't.
I met her too and I fucking flopped on the ground.
It was like
mentally
everything was flopping on me when I met her. I was just like, I can't talk, like I can't.
When did you meet her?
When she came for
Sweet 60 Savage tour?
Yes, yeah, Sweet 60 Savage.
Was that not the best?
That was so good.
Oh my God.
It was so good.
I was at the front for that show.
Were you?
I was moshing.
I had not that great of seats, but I didn't care. Like I was like up the top, but still, I was just like this. You know how people are like, yeah, I was like this. Because I was just so into it, and I was just like watching everything that she was like doing. I guess you know how you're talking about your stalker episodes. Like, if that was like, if I had to do, nah, I wouldn't even do it to Kehlani because I'd be like,
I did. Oh, regrets.
Is that how you met her?
No, but this is the difference as well, also, is that I went because the people that I was going to the concert with wanted to go meet her. At the airport.
Oh, so I feel
because
like
they were people from
a lot. Like yes. It was your ex last time, now it's your friends. Like,
no, it was my ex and a friend.
Oh, okay.
From
sorry.
Australia.
Oh, the Australians. Okay.
Yeah, the Aussies are crazy.
That's all their fault. Okay. So you met her?
No. I met her meet and greet.
Oh, okay, so you paid to meet her?
Yeah.
Oh, fair
I had
enough.
To. I needed that hug.
Man, you're so like, I could just sit here for hours and just be like, yeah, and then.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I feel like I was just boring as for the past like 5 minutes.
No, it's not. Like, you'll think it's boring because you're talking about yourself, but a lot of people will just be like, whoa, that is like, you got to remember, like, there are a lot of people, especially in New Zealand, who want to be musicians and want to be full-time artists, you know? And so they'll be like, how did you do it? How do you, you know? So
and having, it's, cool. It's funny because having that want is hard too. Because, I mean, I had that for years, like desperation. Yeah. Like, it hurts because you want it so bad. And that's why I feel, like, really grateful because it's, like, such a cool opportunity, you know? Like, it's, do you feel like you're doing what you really want to do in life?
Me?
Yeah.
I am, but I always feel like I could be doing more. I'm really bad like that. Like I dream really high. Like I feel like we can relate on that. Like I just, my dreams, like when I was little, I was like, I'm going to be on the radio. And everyone was just like, dry. Like you're from
dry.
South Auckland. Yeah, like you're from South Auckland.
That's
like, literally,
it though.
Like literally my teachers were like, get another career choice because, you know, like it's a hard competitive industry.
Yeah.
But I love it. I have so much fun. Like I'm having so much fun creating this platform. Like I love doing this because I get to share amazing stories like yours just now. And I love people. Like I love people. So that gives me joy also. I'm just a person that just, you know, I'll do something and people will be like, that's amazing. It's so cool. And I'll be like, okay, next. Like, what are we doing next? You know,
always that's wanting crazy, and wanting. Right? I think that's so normal. Like I think heaps of people are like that. I'm definitely like that too.
Yeah. Maybe
and
it's a
so
water sign thing.
Maybe it's just a human thing too.
Yeah. I hope so. I hope people are motivated and want more out of life, you know.
Yeah,
it's a good feeling to have.
Yeah, I think also though, for me, I find it really hard to just be happy with what I have.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's crazy.
Man, this conversation is like going in so many directions.
Yes, sorry.
But no, this is great. But like, I understand what you mean because I got real sick last year, like really, really sick.
COVID.
And I just like got to a point where I was just like, Danny, you need to appreciate everything you have because like you could have so much less than what you actually do. So ever since that kind of happened, every day I'm just like, I look and I'm just like, wow, like I'm so grateful to have a roof and a car and friends and family and like, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I guess I don't want it to get to a point where it has to be where a point where your like health is jeopardized before you start being grateful.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Do you think that that's the reason why you got sick?
I think the reason I got sick, because I'm quite into this as well, like I'm not really like medical or that kind of stuff. I'm really like energy.
My energy
was really low and I was like not in a great place.
Right.
So I think that that really affected me as well.
Yeah. Oh, that sucks.
This is so deep. Woo, that was like an emotional roller coaster. But
it's good to acknowledge that stuff though. Like, I mean, it's funny because my sister, Tegan, like she talks to me about like, all that stuff too. Like you have to keep your energy like high and positive affirmations and stuff because as soon as your mental health and spirit goes down, everything, nothing will work, you know?
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
Yeah. It's just all like forever, like a full circle.
Like, yeah.
Well-being, emotional, mental, physical, spiritual.
That's why balance is so important. Ugh, and it's so hard.
Remember to keep your cup full as well. You know, if you're emptying it, she like looks at my cup.
I did look. I was like,
she's like, what? Your cup's full. I mean, like, you know,
oh my
like,
God, that was subconscious. That was so subconscious of me as
that
well.
Is such a South Auckland thing to do.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Well, our cups are full, so that's a good thing. That's a really good thing. But no, hey, look, I appreciate you coming on this. I know you're a very busy woman, and know that your man's waiting outside, so I better let you go. He's probably like, can these girls like shut up? But thank you so much for jumping on. Is there anything else you'd like to wrap up with and share with the people?
Thanks for having me.
Oh, no, thank you.
I appreciate it a lot. I don't know. I don't really have much to say, but I'm just like very grateful to be here and to have these conversations. Yeah. And I'm grateful that you have a platform for people to hear them too, which is really cool. So, yeah. That's it.
You're a doll. Hey, push your IG where people can find you and listen to your music and all that kind of stuff.
Pages space everywhere. Pages space. I repeat, pages space.
She actually also has a podcast as well.
So, called Pages Space.
That's actually really good. Just pages space everything. Just
honestly,
go.
Yeah. It's just an easy way to do it. And I don't know why that's my... I don't know why that's my handle, but it is.
Pages space. Oh, it's just your space. That's yours, I guess, at the end of the day. It's your safe
true.
Space.
Yeah, nothing deep to it.
Yeah. Nick Minute, next album, Pages Space.
Yeah, it's a whole thing about why.
Well, thank you so much.
Oh, no worries.
That was Diaries of a Dyke with Danny Finnessy. Thank you so much for listening. If you need more of a doad dosage, you can follow us on Instagram @Diaries of a Dyke. And I'll catch you next episode. Peace.